A Native American art and culture event in Rapid City is part of a push to expand the Plains art market in the Midwest. Rapid City's Main Street Square hosts the 4th Annual Native Peoples of the Plains Art Show tomorrow, July 16th. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more.
Native Peoples of the Plains, or POP, began as an effort to increase the availability of Native American art in Rapid City. This year, around 50 artists display their works. Peter Strong is with Native POP. He's also the co-owner of the studio and artist workspace, Racing Magpie. Strong says that even though there's a demand for Native art in the area, the market isn't well established.
Historically, there's a very strong market for Native art in the Southwest. There's a pretty strong market in the Northwest and in different regions around the country. But, you know, the Northern Plains, it's been really difficult for regional artists, local artists to get connected to the market.
But Strong thinks things are changing, especially as more of the community becomes involved and supports Native culture events.
It's really exciting the direction we're going and the potential we have to continue to grow because of this huge pool of really talented artists and cultural practitioners in the region.
Native POP Gathering runs all day Saturday and is free to the public. Strong says that including art, a Native fashion show, Native-made films, and music and dance performances are scheduled. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner in Rapid City.